cloud computing offers a more efficient, flexible, and cost-effective model that enables IT to respond faster to opportunities and the needs of their organization. The question is, what practical path do you take to tap the power of the cloud while ensuring security and preserving the value of your existing technology investments? I'm James Hilliard, your host, and on today's episode of Connection Point, we are speaking with Ahmed Ali. He is an enterprise management specialist at VMware. He is here to answer that question and a little bit more. Ahmed spent the initial years of his career as a network security and operations engineer for the Department of Defense. Since then, he has become an advocate for the federal government embracing modern IT delivery models while still maintaining high standards of mission assurance and information security. And Ahmed, I really appreciate you taking time and joining us today.
My pleasure, James. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Now, the needs of organizations, I think everybody listening here knows that those have been rapidly evolving over the past several years. What is it about the IT organizations that they need to focus on so that they can keep up to speed with the overall goals and needs of their organizations?
James, one of the things that we've noticed at VMware is that computing has become pervasive in folks' personal life, and expectations are being set of immediate delivery, and the traditional approaches of IT, which you know is sometimes known as the Department of No, just won't work anymore because folks just won't put up with it. And so IT organizations need to evolve their management strategy in the emerging world to meet up with the new user demands and the new delivery models around virtualization and cloud.
It sounds like they should have quarterly meetings where the word yes is used quite often.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the thing is that if you don't support it from IT, you're going to get run over by it. So if you keep trying to say no, what people are going to do is basically come up with ways to use the technology that they want to use in probably very insecure ways. And so, you know, the right answer is for you as an IT organization to embrace it and figure out how to do it the right way and offer it to the end user.
I think it's kind of like what we saw kind of when the iPhones came out. It was a consumer product that quickly made its way into the corporate world, and a lot of organizations' IT were caught off guard. That seems to have been changing out there. One of the things that we said we were going to be talking about today is virtualization and cloud services. And virtualization basically enables a lot of people to transition to cloud computing, provides that type of infrastructure. Are there organizations, though, that you've still been coming across that are delaying the move to virtualization? And if they are, why are they delaying that move?
Absolutely. We've seen quite a few folks that you know got very excited about virtualization, say, about 3 years ago, and then have come up against walls, almost like these plateaus, similar to, you know, when I go and try to work out at the gym, you know, you get to a certain plateau and you can't go past it. And the reason they come to these plateaus are entirely because of systems management reasons. So security and compliance is a big one. Another one is performance, just, you know, being able to assure the end users that their workloads are going to perform in a virtual environment with shared infrastructure or cloud, just as if they would if they're running on, you know, actual iron. And then lastly, just the capacity side of it. So one of the key features of virtualization is being able to oversubscribe resources, virtual assigned resources versus actual physical resources. But when you do that, you obviously need to make sure that, you know, in case particular workloads need a burst of capacity, that's going to be there to meet them. And the key is, how do you provide that transparency and visibility to the application owners such that they feel confident that they are going to get the services that they need out of a virtual infrastructure or a private cloud?
It sounds like some of those challenges would not be discriminatory in terms of verticals, financial services, healthcare, government organizations out there. Is that true? Is kind of some of these plateaus, does that happen across the board?
It does. One of the very inspiring things is that some of the folks that we go out there and talk to have just blown right past it and just figured out how to do this. But it was probably more painful for them than it needed to be. But this is a challenge that is not specific to any vertical. It's anybody that's doing tier one type computing, which is most everybody these days, on top of virtualization or attempting to save money by consolidating data centers and moving to kind of cloud services. And in particular, one of the organizations that is most heavy these days in moving in the direction of cloud services and consolidation is the federal government, for sure. There's directives all over the place coming down from the Office of Management and Budget suggesting that, you know, the federal government is spending far too much money on IT services because of such great duplication of effort. But again, that's not unique to the federal government. Any large organization will probably find that they're doing something similar.
Gotcha. Cloud computing, again, it's the technical architecture delivering basically IT as a service. That's the end goal out there. You talked about a couple of the challenges that many organizations, IT organizations, run into getting there. What does VMware offer in terms of helping organizations on that path to cloud computing? What do you see as your core offerings and services to companies out there?
Well, so VMware as a company had traditionally been laser focused on just providing best of breed infrastructure software to run virtualized workloads. I mean, that was our key vision from, you know, the founding of the company, even with the, you know, first releases of VMware Workstation. And we had traditionally said to the customers, it's really kind of up to you to figure out how to manage that environment. And what we saw was challenges and, you know, plateaus in virtualization. And we as a company, since we are the trusted infrastructure software provider, we felt that we owed it to the customer base to develop a reference architecture for how to properly and optimally manage, run, and secure a virtualized environment or private cloud. And we built out a kind of a reference architecture of, you know, Mr. or Mrs. Customer, you must do these things if you want to expect to have a functioning, well-secured cloud environment or virtualized data center. And then, you know, from that reference architecture of technology and management capabilities, we decided to fulfill, you know, and pieces of that reference architecture by creating a set of management packs to fill those holes. But certainly we're not the only people out there, but at the very least, we felt that as the infrastructure software provider that's trusted to run your tier one workloads on top of, we owed it to the customer base to provide that reference architecture.
Ahmed, you mentioned earlier the idea of some organizations plateau in terms of their virtualization efforts. I want to bring it back to your gym analogy here. Folks often, one of the first places a lot of people virtualize is they'll virtualize some of their servers and they'll do that in the data center. I'm assuming right after that, that could be one of those plateau levels. So do they then come to VMware as basically a personal trainer and say, hey, now what? And then you're able to evaluate what their organization has already done, what paths they can take to get them to, you know, the full potential of their architecture?
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, James. Absolutely. You know, our customers come back to us and say, look, we want to do this the right way. We want advice. We want help to figure out how to bust through some of these challenges. And surely you at VMware have seen other customers do this and figured it out. How do we move and to the next level, take this the next step? And what we've found is that there's a variety of, you know, unique challenges in the customer environments, but we've probably seen, you know, all the problems that are going to occur and all the major, you know, roadblocks. And we figured out ways around them and ways to help the customer base really embrace virtualization first as the policy platform for them so that they don't run into these problems. I mean, you know, the common objections that our people who own virtualization get from, like, the application owners, oh, we can't run Oracle Rack on top of VMware, or we can't run SAP on top of VMware. So the right answer for us is to say, not just say, no, you can, but to provide a very thick technical document that says, not only can you do it, but this is exactly how you do it, and here are four different people you can go talk to that have done it successfully and have it in production today.
Gotcha. Give those references, those case studies, so they can go out there and get the real world experience. Before we let you go, I want to kind of wrap up here with just a little bit more about VMware's overall, you know, cloud strategy and where you all see customers are going to see the biggest benefit down the road.
For us, the cloud strategy is so specific to the customer themselves, right? So other folks in the industry would suggest to you that, you know, cloud is about moving into their cloud and their cloud technology. For us, cloud is about really the customer's cloud, or what we call your cloud. That is our strategy, that we want to provide the architecture and the tools to make it extremely easy for the customers to build their own cloud that has their own policies that they run their own applications on top of. We don't want to have people have to recode applications to run, you know, specialized versions of their applications in our cloud. And we don't want any of that kind of stuff. What we really, really want is for the customers to really take, you know, technology as an enabler to create the computing environment that they wish to create. And that's really kind of the overarching message that VMware is delivering to the community now. It is about your cloud as a customer.
And ultimately, is the feedback you've received then, Ahmed, is that by providing that and giving those companies their cloud, their IT group gets to turn into that yes organization as opposed to the no that they've been?
Not only that, absolutely they turn into the yes organization, but even more importantly, now IT gets viewed as an entity that you want to do business with in the organization as opposed to a have-to overhead kind of tax organization, which is viewed in a lot of areas. But IT gets viewed as kind of this enabler. Like, I want to go talk to these folks and figure out how they can help me do my job.
Hey, Ahmed, perfect way for us to close out today's Connection Point. I really appreciate your time today. Also, a big thanks to all of our listeners as well. If you would like to learn more about VMware solutions and the professional services such as server, storage, network, and virtual desktop assessments that are available from the PC Connection family of companies, you can contact your account manager. You can also go online to pcconnection.com. Invited to call 1-800-800-0014 if you would like to email connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that concludes this installment of Connection Point.